exercise change?
Would you say in general change is not so much about what we're doing, but how we're thinking about what we're doing that's more important long term?
It's an interesting question, because I think you can attack it from any angle. We talked before about acting as if. It is possible to engage in a behaviour even though you haven't changed your thinking and even though you haven't changed your feeling. But if you engage in that behaviour for long enough, it will have a knock-on effect on your thinking and feeling. So you can actually take it from that angle. But having said that, it's quite hard to do that. You need a lot of extrinsic reasons for doing that, and you need a lot of personal motivation to keep it going despite how you feel. It's much easier in the long term, really, to work with your thoughts and feelings. And if you're actually saying, well, I want to do exercise and my solution is the gym, but I hate the gym, then it's your thinking that's getting in the way of your goal. Because your goal isn't to go to the gym. Your goal is associated with the exercise, which might be something about how you look or how you feel or your physiological health or your mental well-being. But your only solution that you've created for yourself is to go to the gym. So change your thinking. How do I achieve my goal in the way, which isn't the gym, how do I achieve my goal in a way that is meaningful, real and valuable for me? So that when I start to think about it, actually it brings a smile to my face rather than, oh God, I don't want to do that.
And that's the answer long term. The only way long term.
Yeah, there are, as we said before, there are, I think, lots of ways for different people. But certainly, if you can get your thinking and your emotions on board, it makes the behaviour a lot easier to maintain.